to make a decision, and I had to make a call. Was I going to go nice and easy, or was this going to be controversial? Months after lead singer AC/DC Bon Scott passed away, the album Back in Black was released, and it was their biggest. I'm implying something, and I'm not going to get into legal jargon, but there was a lot of conjecture over the lyrics of this album, who actually wrote them. Bon Scott had passed away. He did have books and references and titles and things like that. Apparently there was also a settlement. I gotta say apparently because no one's supposed to know. Regardless, Back in Black became, with new lead singer Brian Johnson, the best-selling and really what introduced the world to AC/DC. In fact, it's almost certain to say that most of the people that bought Back in Black hadn't actually realized that there was a band called that prior to that album. It was that starstruck. It hit the globe phenomenally. It still sells millions a year now. The point being is that there was an amazing band for years prior to the release of the album. And of course, there's still another amazing band post this album. AC/DC really came to buoyancy in 1973. Now this is 7 years ahead of Back in Black. There were even a band before that. I think they were called Gordy. Oh, I'm going to get hit by AC/DC fans if I don't get this right. Anyway, it was there that Bon Scott saw them play. He actually drove them around and said, "Hey, I can sing." And they said, "Really? Yeah, I can sing." And so the rest, they say, is history. Anyway, Bon Scott unfortunately passed away. As I said, 5 months before the release of this album. They went ahead anyway. Look, the driving force, Malcolm Young, RIP, as well as Angus, the driving force of this, they were going to go ahead anyway. They're on the cusp of stardom, and they weren't going to let that fall by the wayside, and they didn't. And it's just as well, because we got some great music out of it. Opening up with Back in Black, Hell's Bells is just an amazing track. They're all good. Every song on this album is good. And of course, the quintessential You Shook Me All Night Long. The reason why I say that is because I think there is not one woman in any juke joint or bar when that song comes on that doesn't want to dance. There's a tip, boys. I'm going to bring up a producer's name once again, which I've brought up previously, not just with AC/DC, but also Def Leppard. John Mutt Lange. The Mutt. Is it true that everything he touched at the time turned to gold? Yes, it is true. Selling over 40 million albums globally, I mean, alone in the United States, I think it's in the top six albums sold. not bad for a bunch of Aussie boys, you know, that rattled it hard through Sydney and Melbourne. If you've never been to Australia, make sure you do go to Melbourne. There is a lane, AC/DC lane. Was it road? No, it's a lane. How important is AC/DC in the world of rock and roll? I can think of other genres, including everything from rap right through to country, that if it weren't for this band, there would be many great artists that were not inspired. They started by touring with bands such as in the mid-late 70s as Foreigner, even in when they were releasing Back in Black. Other bands like that, I mean, they were just blowing these bands off the stage as the support group. The energy that this band punched out is unfathomable, unrepeatable. To give you an idea of inspiration, how does Kurt Cobain sound? First song he learned to play was an AC/DC song at the age of 14. Am I getting somewhere now? Missy Elliott, big fan of AC/DC, combined to put tracks together with the band. The list is endless. But you know, you get a rock band like that, and it's all going to come together, without a doubt. One of the world's best rock albums ever, Back in Black by AC/DC. It's a rocking out one. It's rocking out with your socks out. You got to own it. You got to own it. Time to go. The preceding episode is the culmination of millions of years of life on Earth. I know. Hard to believe. Until next time.